I wanted to get to RNC spokeswoman Nan Haworth. Nan, thank you so much for joining us. Quite a crazy last 48 hours in the conversation between the United States and North Korea.
I'll say, Annie, and you know, the key thing really is for all of us to remember, and you're a great voice for this, is that President Trump assures our ultimate success most strongly because he is building our leverage, both economic and military. No matter what's going on in the day-to-day between North Korea and China and adversaries around the world and us, he is steadily building our strength, and that is his most powerful negotiating tool.
I was talking about this a little bit in the first segment here about how when President Trump says he wants to make America great again, that America at its greatest is the greatest poised to help the rest of the global community. It's not a self-serving proposition to say, oh, we just want to be the greatest of everything at everything. How is President Trump, how is he managing to use this Make America Great Again philosophy when it comes to dealing with Iran or dealing with North Korea or dealing with China?
Sure. Well, you know, part of it, Annie, obviously, is that he has to, we can't act alone, just as you said. You know, we are not, and the president has said this as well, America first is his philosophy, as our president, but not America alone. So we have to have coalitions of friends who can act together to neutralize threats that are threats, you know, when China poses a military threat to the rest of the world, when North Korea poses a rogue state nuclear threat to the rest of the world, same for Iran, we have to act in concert to bring these things to an end. And the president is aware of that. He's got a great partner in Mike Pompeo. I was in Congress with Mike Pompeo, and he's an amazing guy. I think we talked about him before, but understands our military, understands our intelligence, understands where we need to go together. So when the president makes us a stronger economy, puts Americans back to work, we're better consumers, we're better trade partners with the rest of the world. You know, we can definitely make our trade more fair and fuller. And we can also make sure, George Marshall said it after World War II, and it's at the World War II Memorial in Washington. But essentially, you know, when people see that United States flag, they want to understand that we are the best friend of freedom and free people in the world, but we are also the most formidable and unstoppable enemy of those who would impair our freedoms.
Absolutely. And when you look on the global scale, if you look at the enemies of the United States or the threats to the United States, I'm shocked at how if you don't even have to leave the United States to see people who right. want to see America or this administration destroyed. How is President Trump's his candor and his approach and his confidence in his ability to get things done, how is that affected by these people who are politicians in our government? Absolutely. You've worked alongside a lot of them. How does that affect our ability to make progress?
Well, you know, Annie, what a brilliant question. It's really put his adversaries on their back foot because, you know, part of the president's persona. And he is unique in our history. I mean, I think we can really use that word in its proper grammatical term. There has never been an American president like President Trump. And you know, this is his moment. You know, he came into our collective lives as a candidate when we really needed someone who would boldly confront the complacency, the stagnation in Washington, and I've witnessed it firsthand, and some of it's well-meaning. You know, a lot of stasis comes from the fact that, you know, people don't want to, if you will, they don't want to make mistakes. So, you know, they tend to say, well, we're not going to change the status quo. Here comes in President Trump, who sees that we have a world in peril. We have Iran threatening Israel and the United States, the little Satan and the great Satan. Even as the Iran nuclear deal is supposed to constrain them. And anybody who has any sense about this understands that Iran can't be trusted, and that even if nominally, they're not producing a nuclear bomb at the moment, we don't even really know that for sure. They're producing missiles. They're producing all the instrumentation that they need, and can continue to do so without detection, other than perhaps certain nuclear aspects. In contravention of the spirit of this agreement, he saw North Korea throwing ballistic missiles into the air, toward Japan, toward China. I mean, so, you know, he understands, and he has been willing to say, these are threats that we have to confront now. We can't have strategic patience. But the fact that he's so, flexible, he's like Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. I mean, he can't be pinned down by our adversaries. I think that's, I think people who find that refreshing are finding justification in certain of his successes.
Mm-hmm. You served in the House with Nancy Pelosi, correct?
I did, yes.
So I think anybody who served in the House that's alive has served with Nancy Pelosi. But when you listen to how she's reacting to the cancellation of the summit, and she's talking about Kim Jong-un's giggle fit, which I still don't even know what that means. But when you consider the possibility that if this blue wave happens that the Democrats are just they're holding on to for dear life, if this blue wave happens in November, you've been in the House, you've worked with Nancy Pelosi. What's in store for Americans, especially Americans who love this president, if in fact the House goes blue?
Well, the Democratic Party, as you know, has its own internal struggles, including a very, very strong pull toward the left, which will only serve to hurt the entire nation. Unfortunately, we know that. But what we'll see happening, I mean, I do think, and I'm not prone to conspiracy theories, but I do think that when we talk about the deep state, all of us who didn't want to think that that could be possible, I think there is a deep state. I mean, there is a network of, dedicated statists, if you will. The Democrats are the party of government, generally speaking, although, that's a broad stroke. but I think what you'll see is that the opposition, look what the Senate's been able to do, Annie, with their filibuster minority. They have more than 40 votes. So as long as they have more than 40 votes, they can block most legislation, which is what they've proceeded to do. So we can expect that if the Democrats resume the majority in the House, that there'll be a great internal struggle fighting about whether or not, they should in fact impeach President Trump or not, although their grounds for so doing seem to be eroding away every day, thank God, President being vindicated. But certainly what we'll see as a nation is that President Trump will prevent crazy legislation from being passed, but we won't see much in the way of further progress other than in his, steady efforts on the administration and executive branch side. He can do a lot of things in terms of regulation, but it'll be bad for the nation because his entire push to strengthen us, to strengthen our economy, to strengthen our military, that will come to a halt.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Yeah, we don't. This election is as important as any that we will be facing coming up. And just for particular reasons, just like what we're facing with North Korea, giving this president the support that he needs in Congress to be able to get things done, to get things funded that he needs, to cut spending where it needs to be cut.
Precisely.
He needs to have that strength behind him. And I'd like to see a red wave. I don't know if that's even possible.
So would I.
Yeah.
So would I, Annie. And you know what? It's not because I'm a partisan. It's because I favor the policies that the Republican Party champions. Are they perfect? No. There's a lot of big government stuff that Republicans have tolerated over the decades. The whole push toward government dominating our lives, even if it was well-meaning, started with Franklin Roosevelt, most seriously. The Roosevelt administration, the Depression, and these programs have sapped our strength. everything the federal government interferes in, every sector of our lives, from healthcare to housing and mortgages to higher education to consumer banking. And big news, of course, yesterday, as you know, Annie, that didn't get heralded because of the North Korea situation is that a lot of Dodd-Frank has now been, a lot of those things have been taken away from our community. Banks, which is wonderful news. I was working on that myself when I was in the House on the financial services industry. So all of these things need to be reformed, and they need to, the federal government needs to be constrained. The Democrats are the avowed party of more government. They will surely hurt us. They don't want to. I'm not saying they want to, but they will. The Republicans will help us. And that's why voting for Republicans is really the smart thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Nan Hayworth with the RNC. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, Annie. You too. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.